Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
TJ.
Yeah.
You've been on a group trip before. Last December, you went where?
Nashville.
Yes. Okay.
I know. It's been so long. Where did I go? Nashville. Yeah.
There's something interesting about group trips now that we have something called group texts.
Yes.
So back in the day, if you went, I don't know, to an all-inclusive resort, if you went on a camping weekend, a fishing trip, a wine tour, anything like that, you just kind of signed up with the person who was organizing it and then went there that day and met everyone else who was going, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we do this group text thing months in advance.
Yes, you do.
And basically meet all these people before we get there. It's just interesting.
We actually, not only was I part of a group text, but we had not one, but two pre-parties. Like with appetizers and drinks.
Oh, come on.
So we all knew each other. There were 50 of us, I think 50 or 60 people, and nobody knew everybody. So we had two gatherings where I think one was at Grappa, where there were like appetizers.
Great
and
appetizers and food
had
at Grappa.
Like a couple beers and whatever, and then met each other. And so then we were more familiar.
Isn't half the fun, though, like meeting people in the environment that you're going to be in? Like I could see like a wedding, right?
Yeah.
A wedding, if I'm in the wedding or invited to the bachelor party, you'll meet the guys at the bachelor party a couple of weeks, month, the night before, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then it's so fun to meet those guys, especially in that atmosphere, and then see them with their girlfriends or wives at the wedding, and they're like two different, some guys are two different people. You like try to make a crude joke or a callback from the bachelor, and they're like, they're doing like the.
Right. Excuse me, sir.
That's gross. I would never say anything like, ugh. Honey, can you believe this guy?
Oh,
but I don't know. It's just, again, with this camping trip, it just made me think of, you know, while they're all just like random phone numbers coming up, people are already kind of creating bits and inside jokes and recalling from last year. And like,
are you feeling left out a little bit?
I don't. Well, that's another question. How much do you participate in a group chat like that? There's a lot of different people in group chats, right? Different types of people. People who don't stop typing. And texting, right?
Yeah.
And then there are people that get their ins, you know, when they can.
Yeah.
Whether it's a joke or information. And then there are people who don't even respond at all for weeks at a time.
Well, I think we've all been one of those a time or two. The three of us have a group text. So
I'd say it's almost split evenly between the three of us. Like how much we participate.
Exactly. But to have it with strangers, I don't know.
585-222-9233. Ever experienced something like this? You're planning a weekend away and someone starts the group text and say, this is the official group text of the blah, blah, blah weekend. And they put a stupid title on and an emoji maybe and go, here's how we're all going to communicate and get organized.
It's so cute. You guys are doing all this.
Yeah, not what's being said. It's not cute. It's definitely not safe for work or the airwaves. It's funny. I could think of my friends and go, oh, that person, you know, does not stop talking, or that person usually ignores the person before them. That person never answers. Now, that person bats 1,000. When they get their in, and if it's a, I don't know, group text, we're all making jokes, they make sure their joke's going to hit, and that's the only time they text. Instead of bada, 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 bada.
It's to make fun of someone.
They only hit home runs. Yep. Yeah. They only hit home runs.
Interesting. Yeah, it's
It's odd. It's odd kind of getting to know people before a wedding or
you've already judged them on their texting.
Yeah, totally. Oh, if they, you know, misspell something, if they make a joke that's crude or something that you don't agree with or whatever, you're kind of going, oh, you're the, when you meet them, because this has happened before, this is happening to me now, You meet them, you go, yeah, 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 I know you. You're the one that da 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 da. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to be around you.
Well, you're stuck in the woods with me for days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, if it's a big enough group, you can kind of avoid some people.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's... I try to keep my to a minimum because you never know who's in on that group. My sister's famous for this. Every stinking birthday party for her kids, she just doesn't mail out invites. She just group texts the whole Macedonian side.
Oh, my gosh.
There's like 30 people on this group message. Hey, everybody, does such and such date work for you? And then it's always like my mother or someone older who doesn't understand that it's a group. That goes back and forth about a personal question.
Oh, no.
So I'm usually part of those kind of group messages where you have to inform them that there's so many other people on that. Like, hey, this is a group message.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the worst. Or like sometimes a side group message will start, not including everyone in there. And you're talking junk about that person. And then you accidentally hit the button on the one that they're in.
Oh, my gosh.
And you got to cover yourself.
Ugh.
It's
insane, and I just avoid them at all costs. So I'm probably one that doesn't interact very much in the group text.
Yeah, getting to know people before the trip. I guess it could be convenient. I guess I shouldn't, you know. It's just interesting. I almost know all these guys that I've never met before we go on this camping trip in the Adirondacks this weekend.
This is such a mom text or a dad. Says, I group text with my two college kids, and I am the only one who texts in it.
How I feel about flu shots is how TJ feels about corn mazes.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, then why are you avoiding them this year?
The older I get, the more I ask myself things like, why do I do this to myself? The forced fun, years and years of forced fun. My oldest is going to be 20. So for the last 20 years, it's been nothing but forced fun family activities that I have thrived off of. It's what I live and breathe. But there's parts of that that give me anxiety that I don't know why I'm still continuing to do it. And one of those things is doing a corn maze. I love the whole fall experience, right? You take the kids, they go on a wagon ride, they pick out the pumpkins. Oh, kids, let's go on the corn maze. There's a part of me, which call me stupid, I get like a panic. I get legit lost in these corn mazes. And of course, I know it's just corn. And the only way I ever get out of them is to trample through. Like, I'm like trying to identify like the sound of the road. You know, I'm trying to navigate where I'm at. Okay. I'm looking at like the sun and where it is. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I hear cars. So I get turned around. I get lost and I panic and I get anxiety.
In a kid's corn maze?
In a corn maze. So stupid. They're really good. I'm like, I don't know who does these, but they're really good. They're like the old English gardens where you used to have to go in and go through the maze.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. And that's how the corn mazes are. But there's a point where I'm like, okay.
But let me get this straight.
And I just go through the corn where I'm not supposed to walk to get out.
So you can't really handle the anxiety of something that's made for kids, right? Is that what you're saying?
I believe that's what I'm saying.
So just about an hour ago, you were making fun of me.
I was.
For using something that you claim is made for kids.
Babies.
So, now it's babies. Just to make yourself look better and your thing easier.
Being vaccinated to help them from crying.
Well,
when they get a shot.
If you can't get through a kid's corn maze, like, how does that make you feel about your sense of direction? I mean, somebody gave you a driver's license.
I know. But I am not one that knows, okay, left, right. I have to go off visual. Good. Listen.
Give me your keys right now.
Visual triggers. at this sign, or the house looks like this, or the shutters are this color. Corn maze, every corner looks the same. Everything looks the same.
Yeah, but can't you figure out, like, okay, I walked in and went left. Like, do you know where the exit is when you start? Is there a map or something that gives you a hint in the front?
Okay, it does, but there's so many different options.
So you can go straight out. Basically. Yeah. So if you're facing the entrance, chances are that's the way you're facing when you exit. So if you make a left, you have to make right.
Normally it's way down and it comes out where you went in.
Yeah, but three lefts equal right. Three rights make a left. You know, stuff like that. That doesn't add up
These
as you're doing
mazes,
it.
It's like 50.
Oh, come on.
50 lefts, 40 rights, you get turned around quick.
You have to be the only person above the age of like 13 who can't handle a corn maze.
It's not that it's just 20 years of doing corn mazes. I'm finally going to admit to myself, these make me a little anxious.
You might be alone here. Let's see who actually texts and calls on this one.
I get a little anxiety when I'm in there. And I've always taken my family through the corn maze. That's just part of the experience every fall. And this year, now that they're a little bit older, I have to be truthful with them that mommy has anxiety in these things. And I'm going to wait at the exit for you.
Statistically speaking,
I'm not going through it with you.
How many people have lost their lives, been injured, passed out in a corn maze in Western New York?
You really don't hear stories of finding bodies in corn mazes. No.
I get it.
I don't know why there's anxiety there. It's just that I'm lost feeling and I'm not alone, according to the text
line. I cannot believe other people are admitting to this.
Yes. Can't find their way out. And so I do like a Hulk. Like,
run through the walls of the corn maze?
I go through the walls and I'm oh, I gotta get out. And then I ruin the maze.
What's wrong with you, 2137? I feel the same way about corn mazes, TJ. I feel like I won't find myself out.
It's easy to get turned around in the corn mazes, even when you have a map.
7331, I'm with TJ. I did it once and will not do it again. Are you kidding me?
It's a panic. It's a weird anxiety feeling.
It's a little challenge. Have you ever done one of those escape rooms? Where you get locked in and you got to follow the clues.
And you have to follow the clues? No.
Is that something that would terrify you?
No.
They're hard, by the way.
I don't think.
You're good at solving puzzles and riddles and seeing how things relate. These people who put these together locally, I've done a couple locally.
Yeah.
They're difficult. They figured out how to stump you.
There's a part of me that knows outside the door that's locked, there's an employee there to let me out.
And there's not at a corn maze.
No. I feel totally alone.
Shoot a flare gun up in the air.
Okay. It's something about being out in nature.
Nature?
And
you're at a farm.
I'm going through. I'm stuck. How am I going to get out of here? I got to find my own way out.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no one there to unlock the door.
You can never make fun of me for being a baby ever again after saying that. After admitting that you're scared of a corn maze
I'm not
for children.
Of the maze, being in it gives me anxiety.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!